The FT.
Guo Guangchang may be the most powerful Chinese businessman that most Westerners have never heard of. He co-founded and chairs China's largest private conglomerate, the Fosun Group. Right now, Fosun is bidding for control of Club Med, the French holiday chain, after buying Portugal's largest insurance company. In the next 12 months, chances are that Mr. Guo will make headlines for buying a famous brand, possibly even one in your country. I'm Patty Waldmeier of the Financial Times, and Mr. Guo sat down recently to have lunch with me in the vegetarian management canteen of his company, which would have a lovely view of the Shanghai skyline if it weren't for the smog. We talked about everything from his philosophy of life to his philosophy of getting rich in China.
As for my original intention when starting my business, getting rich was quite important for me. But at that time, when I made my first 5 million renminbi, I thought I had achieved my goal to get rich in this life. But now getting rich is no longer an important thing for me. What matters is to do something right, to push the company forward, to gain people's respect by doing the things that benefit the society. Honestly, at the beginning, getting rich was very important because my family was poor, but later it became not that important.
Mr. Guo remembers the hardships of growing up poor in China. He was born during the Cultural Revolution, a tough time for China, both politically and economically. But he also has fond memories, among other things, of the food his mother made then. His favorite was mei gan cai, a kind of preserved Chinese vegetable.
When I went to school, I could only bring some already cooked dishes of food and a few pounds of rice once a week. Mei gan cai can be kept for long, so I could rely on just one pot of mei gan cai and rice for a whole week. Mei gan cai also has rich nutrition because it was exposed under the sun to preserve it. Meanwhile, my mother used to cook it with a lot of pork fat. We were poor then. We used to steam a bowl of rice and then put one layer of mei gan cai on top of the rice. Then the pork fat would melt into the rice. It smelled very good. Even today, it still makes my mouth water whenever I think about it.
Lucky for him, says Mr. Guo, Deng Xiaoping came along soon afterward and launched an economic revolution in China that began to lift families like his in China's rural Zhejiang province out of poverty.
I think I'm lucky and grateful. If Deng Xiaoping hadn't come along, if he hadn't redistributed the land to the peasants, we could never have had enough food to eat. Especially in rural Zhejiang, there was a farmland shortage and most people were starving. My mother used to plant sweet potatoes secretly to feed us. So if there were no Deng Xiaoping, no opening up policy, and no university entrance exams, I would never have had the chance to go to university. And if Deng Xiaoping hadn't made his famous tour of southern China in 1992, I might never have started my business, and then there would be no Fosun. So we were very fortunate, and meanwhile, we are very grateful to him.
Mr. Guo was not the only Zhejiang native to be catapulted to wealth and fame in China. Jack Ma, of Alibaba IPO fame, is also from that province. The two men are often compared, but Mr. Guo says he can't hold a candle to Mr. Ma.
No one has smart as Jack Ma.
No one is as smart as Jack Ma is. He's an alien, but I'm a normal guy. He is excellent. He is an alien.
Still, the two men do have one big thing in common. They're both fans of Tai Chi, the Eastern practice that is a kind of cross between exercise, martial arts, and philosophy. Guo is so mad about Tai Chi that he even practices it while on conference calls or in the coffee breaks when doing stressful deals abroad. So what does it teach him about how to manage a large international conglomerate?
Making investments is similar to doing Tai Chi. No one holds a permanent speed advantage in the market due to the limits of human intelligence and vision. Your advantage comes from your ability to feel the change faster and take decisive actions faster. You can nourish this ability by immersing in the daily market and feeling the granular changes. That's the first thing that Tai Chi can teach us.
And Tai Chi isn't the only spiritual influence on his investment strategy. Buddhism is influential too, he says.
The most important thing I learned from Buddhism is everything starts from your heart. And feeling the heart of others is the most important doctrine in Buddhism. In doing business, that means seeing things through other people's eyes. I feel that doing business is just like practicing Buddhism. Money is not your only purpose. Your purpose is to make things better for other people. And in the end, earning money will be the byproduct.
But there's another wise man who also inspires Mr. Guo in his investment strategy. The so-called sage of Omaha, Warren Buffett. So what's the secret of Mr. Buffett's success, according to his disciple Mr. Guo?
I believe he's very intelligent because he learned economy from very young and so is very sensitive to matters of statistics and finance. He is very smart, but I don't think he's successful because he is smarter than others. It is his emphasis on investment discipline, his good investment model, that is to use insurance capital to do long-term investment, and his sensitivity to the market, such as his optimism about the long-term prospects of Coca-Cola.
Following the Buffett model, Fosun has so far this year made no less than 12 overseas acquisitions, a big jump in the number made in previous years. Will that continue?
At the beginning, we moved very slowly on acquisitions. When we became more skilled, the process became quicker. And now that we feel confident, we speeded it up. But it's also possible for us to now slow down for a bit because we need time to consolidate. So maybe this year, we're relatively quick on acquisitions, but we might slow down next year. Overall, though, we'll be moving at a quicker pace than we have done in the past because there's this process for people to get to know you. In the beginning, not many people knew who we were, so we did not have many acquisition chances. But now people know us, and they would come to me, and so we will have more opportunities.
So now, getting rich is no longer the only thing that motivates Mr. Guo. He wants to build a better China. Is he concerned about the state of today's China, where many rich people are criticized for greed? Mr. Guo is taking the long view.
I hope you can understand that we have been poor for quite a long time, so there is a desire for the good life and for money. I hope people understand that so they don't have to rush to criticize it. This is my opinion. But I believe that Chinese culture, including Confucianism, Buddhism, and Taoism, is very balanced. It will lead people to return to what they truly need in their heart. When people are rich enough, what they hope for will be different. So at the beginning, a person would want to be rich. And since he wanted to be rich, he would also want to show off his wealth. That's normal. But gradually, he'll find that it's quite boring, and would find that inner spiritual balance is more important, so he would turn to that.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.